Well, we're absolutely committed to help people that I met here today and elsewhere. As I said earlier today, I was in Athlone. I met 400 small businesses, all of them wanting a part of the pie, if you like, of the public sector procurement, which is worth about 20 billion, north and south. There's great opportunities there. And we've got to make sure that we have the confidence in the economy to get these people on their feet again. They've all seen a reduction in their profits. Many of them are just holding on there by their fingertips. And the whole objective of government is to make sure that we can create a confident economy where people will spend again, and more importantly, people can stay in business. And already we've made some difference on the PRSI side, and also in terms of the hospitality sector. An awful lot more needs to be done. I've also set out my agenda in terms of public sector procurement, reducing insurance and turnover requirements, and also helping the tendering system, whereby if people take on extra staff, they will get additional points as part of the evaluation. They're all the things that we can do that will make a difference. But the key task, in the government's view, is to make sure that some of the 3.5 billion, which we've got a commitment from all of the banks, will be lent into the real Irish economy, is actually lent into the economy. And I think it's very important that the pressure is on the banks to make sure that that capital requirement is there for businesses big and small.
One of the main reasons that businesses in Donegal are struggling is because the VAT rate was risen.
Yes.
Can we see it come down again in the future?
Well, that will all depend on where the economy is. I mean, we had to make that decision this year, because if we didn't make that decision, it would inevitably mean an increase in income tax. And I think we all accept that income tax is too high. We've got to broaden the tax base. But I'm aware of the difficulties that the 2% increase has provided. You're aware of the previous government that they would increase it by 1% one year and 1% the following year. So there was an inevitability around this. And what we've got to do now is it's not going to be increased any further. We've got to, over a period of time, reduce it.